Today is October 3rd, and I am taking part in the reading of the More Than Bread daily devotional blog by my friend Simi Isaac. It's designed to cover the reading and reflection of the Bible in 1 year. I'm John Zondervan, and the title of today's post is, If Anything is Excellent or Praiseworthy, Think About Such Things. I'll be reading from God's Word out of Jeremiah 1, verses 1 through chapter 2, verse 30. Philippians chapter 4, 1 through 23, Psalm 75, verses 1 through 10, and Proverbs 24, verses 17 through 20. It says, we enter a new book today, authored by a man named Jeremiah, who lived some 700 years before the birth of Christ. The son of a priest, Jeremiah is called to be a prophet, but is not immediately willing to accept his calling. With some reluctance, Jeremiah takes up the cause for which he has been commissioned, and when he does, he loses no time in telling the people the error of their ways. Israel has forgotten the God of her forefathers, Abraham and Isaac, has become settled in Canaan for several hundred years now, and crafted many number of gods for herself. And so, Jeremiah is here to tell them what God thinks about all this. He says in verse 26, as a thief is disgraced when he is caught, so the people of Israel are disgraced. They, their kings and their officials, their priests and their prophets. They say to wood, you're my father, and to stone, you gave me birth. They have turned their backs to me and not their faces. Yet, when they are in trouble, they say, come and save us. Where then are the gods you made for yourselves? Let them come if they can save you when you're in trouble. For you, Judah, have as many gods as you have towns. Turning now to our continued reading of Paul's letter to the Philippians, we find Paul making some final exhortations to his readers. His words are timeless and ring true today, even as they must have almost 2,000 years ago. Paul says in verse 4 of Philippians 4, rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all, for the Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And then in verse 8 he says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And whatever you've learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put that into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Paul can teach us volumes on how to conduct ourselves on a daily basis. And I might add, he wrote that in prison, saying, rejoice always. In the matter of contentment, he says this, I've learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I've learned the secret of being content, and in every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want, I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. And we now turn to our psalm for the day and find David making a statement about the state of affairs of this world. Referring to the omnipotence and the omniscience of God, he says, no one from the east or the west or from the desert can exalt themselves. It is God who judges. He brings one down. He exalts another. Finally, two sets of verses from the book of Proverbs, which comprise a series of sayings authored by Solomon, the wisest king of Israel. He says, do not gloat when your enemy falls. When they stumble, do not let your heart rejoice, lest the Lord see it and disapprove and turn his wrath away from them. Verse 19 says, do not fret because of evildoers or be envious of the wicked, for the evildoer has no future hope. And the lamp of the wicked will be snuffed out. May God bless the reading and the reflection of His holy word.